IELTS introduces pens only policy.
For IELTS on paper exams starting May 1st, 2025, the International English Language Testing System, IELTS, will implement a significant change. From this date forward, candidates taking the listening, reading, and writing sections of the exam must use pens only. This policy shift marks the end of the long-standing practice of using pencils for these sections. IELTS has decided to transition to a pen-only rule to ensure consistency across all test centres worldwide. This new measure aims to minimise instances of erased or altered answers, guaranteeing a fair and uniform testing experience for all candidates. IELTS test takers need to be aware of this change. Candidates need not worry because the test centre will provide the pens as necessary on test day. Because pens are not easily erased, we recommend that candidates practice using pens during their preparation period to become comfortable with the new format. With pencils, candidates can erase or modify answers, which could lead to disputes or inconsistencies in the scoring process. By switching to a pens-only policy, IELTS aims to reduce the probability of changes to answers, making it easier to assess each candidate's performance accurately. This change also aligns with the computer-delivered IELTS test format, where candidates enter answers electronically and altering them isn't easy after submitting them. Transitioning to a pens-only policy for the paper-based test allows for greater consistency across both testing platforms. Let's now answer some questions you might have.
Why has IELTS made using a black pen mandatory?
IELTS has made using black pens on the IELTS on paper mandatory to maintain the integrity and security of the exam, as well as to ensure fairness and consistency across all test centres. There are several reasons behind this decision, preventing answer alterations. By requiring candidates to use pens, IELTS hopes to minimise the possibility of erasing or modifying answers, thereby reducing the likelihood of disputes or inconsistencies in the scoring process. Aligning with computer-delivered IELTS, the pens-only policy aligns the paper-based test with the computer-delivered IELTS format, where answers are entered electronically and cannot be easily altered once submitted. This ensures greater consistency across both testing platforms. Improving answer legibility. Pens generally provide better contrast on paper, making it easier for examiners to read and score answers accurately. This is particularly important for candidates with less than optimal handwriting, as it ensures their responses are visible. Speeding up marking. This streamlined marking process enables IELTS test centres to release results more quickly, providing candidates with faster access to their scores and facilitating their ability to make important decisions regarding their academic or professional goals.
Can I bring my pen?
As part of the strict protocols enforced by IELTS to ensure fairness and prevent cheating, candidates must understand that bringing any personal stationery to the test centre is strictly prohibited. This rule applies to all candidates, regardless of whether they are taking the IELTS on paper or computer exams. Should a candidate be found to have brought any unauthorised stationery items, including pens, pencils, erasers, or correction fluid, they will face severe consequences. Violating this rule could lead to the candidate being banned from taking the IELTS test for 5 years. IELTS takes these matters seriously to maintain the integrity of the exam and guarantee that all test takers have an equal opportunity to demonstrate their English language skills in a secure and unbiased environment.
What happens if I don't use a black pen?
If candidates do not use a black pen for the IELTS on paper test, it could potentially have negative consequences on their test performance and results. The use of a black pen is now a strict requirement for the listening, reading, and writing sections of the IELTS on paper test. The IELTS organisation may consider answer sheets completed in pencil or another colour pen invalid, and therefore not score the candidate's responses. This could result in the candidate receiving a lower overall band score or even a score of zero for the affected sections, as there would be no answers to assess. Candidates must follow the instructions and use a black pen to complete their answer sheets. Test supervisors will inform candidates about the pens-only policy before the start of the exam, and candidates should ensure they have black pens readily available. So, once again, you must use a black pen, otherwise your answer sheet becomes invalid. The examiner will not score responses in your answer sheet, and you may receive a lower overall band score.
What if I don't have a black pen on me?
The responsibility of providing black pens to candidates falls upon the test centres. This requirement ensures a consistent and fair testing environment for all candidates taking the exam. All authorised IELTS test centres have to provide black pens to every candidate on test day. This ensures that candidates have the stationery they need to complete the listening, reading, and writing sections without any issues or concerns regarding the use of proper writing instruments. Test centres recognise the importance of supplying black pens for the paper-based test, as it allows them to uphold the high standards set by the IELTS organisation. By offering pens to candidates, test centres demonstrate their commitment to providing a secure and reliable testing experience that aligns with the new policy. Furthermore, providing black pens to candidates eliminates potential confusion and ensures that everyone follows the guidelines set forth by the IELTS organisation. Test centres understand the impact this change may have on test takers, and by providing the necessary materials, they aim to remove any stress or worries candidates may have.
What if I make a mess using a pen?
Making a mess while using a pen on the IELTS on paper can be a challenging situation for candidates. However, it is essential to understand that certain guidelines are in place to address such issues and ensure fairness in the assessment process. If a candidate makes a mistake or creates a mess on their answer sheet, they should follow these steps. Strike through. Candidates should draw a single line through the incorrect or messy part of their answer. This ensures that the mistake is visible but does not interfere with the intended answer. Avoid scribbling or erasing. Scribbling, erasing, or using correction fluid, such as whiteout, on the answer sheet is strictly prohibited. Candidates should avoid these methods as they can compromise the integrity of the test and may result in invalid answers. Write clearly. It is essential to write answers legibly and use clear handwriting to minimize the risk of confusion or misinterpretation by the examiners. Examiners have received training to handle such situations and will take necessary measures to ensure fairness in scoring. However, it is always better for candidates to be cautious and follow the guidelines to avoid any potential issues arising from using a pen on the IELTS on paper test. In conclusion, the pens-only policy reflects the IELTS organisation's continued commitment to maintaining the exam's integrity, reliability, and fairness. This adjustment aligns with their ongoing efforts to provide an optimal testing experience for those seeking to demonstrate their English language proficiency through the IELTS exam. In summary, IELTS candidates must now use pens instead of pencils for all IELTS on paper exam sections. By staying informed and preparing accordingly, test takers can confidently navigate this new requirement and perform at their best on the IELTS.